All right. Well, what a great group of people we have tonight. Really excited to be on the call. And I think that David Litt had some other things going on, so he's not able to be with us. So I hope he'll be with us again next week, because next week we got a really, really big thing going on. And give me one second. I'm just going to get a sip of water so my throat doesn't get too harsh while I'm talking to you. I'll be right back. Okay, that's feeling a little bit better, and I appreciate everybody joining me tonight. As you know, I like to call this Dinner with Dave. My mom had a tradition, and that tradition was that at least once a week, we all were home for dinner at the same time, and that gave us a chance to catch up, to share news, to be together as a family, and we are a family. This is our Ohana. This is the Purim family, and this is the night that we all get together in that family way. You know, we got our business building calls, and we got our, you know, new member calls, and that's all good. But Wednesday is family time. That's where we get together. We talk about stuff. And so some of the stuff I want to talk about includes next week. Next week at this time, we're going to be replacing this call. And I want you guys to help me spread the word. This is going to be big. And it's a new thing called a live streaming party. So we're going to have a live streaming party, and as you know, some of our members at Purim have these, and they have thousands of people on there. So we figure if we do a corporate live streaming party, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to give away prizes, some pretty cool prizes, some pretty expensive prizes, actually, and we're going to be interacting with you via Facebook. And so a live streaming party happens on Facebook, and there's going to be video. You're going to be able to watch it happening, and you're going to be able to participate when we call out and ask for someone to respond, to answer a question, or to make a comment at the under the live streaming party comments. And like the fourth person who, you know, makes a comment or something like that is going to get a prize. And so we're going to be doing things like that throughout the night. We're going to be sharing some really cool information as well. It's going to be the first ever Purim corporate live streaming party, and we hope that it's going to be a success. We hope that you'll help us make it a success, and we look forward to having you on that. We really like the idea of coming together and having fun. People at Purim are people who like to have fun. The reason we say that at Purim we make healthy cool is because, you know, something about being tired and immobile, like, and not doing much with your life. I'm not saying that you can't be happy. I'm just saying that doesn't seem very cool to me. To me, being cool isn't being sick, being tired, you know, being scared and all of that all the time. To me, being cool is being happy, being optimistic, being energetic, you know, being active and being involved in life in a big way. And so when we look at Purim and we look at the way that, you know, we, this community is involved, in causes, it's involved in passionate, actions and to save the planet, it's involved in passionate actions to save each other. And so we want to come together and really share that community more and more. And that's why we're doing more of the things like live streaming parties, more of the things like these, you know, super healthy happy hours, more of the things like the high vibe events that are like not a healthy happy hour at all, but they are very, very healthy and they're very happy. They just last several hours and they involve people getting together and dancing and singing and sharing stories and experiencing exotic versions of Purim recipes and just sort of turning it into a little, you know, mini festival, a mini, like party type atmosphere. And so the live streaming party helps us to do that. And these high vibe, you know, events help us to do that. And the super healthy happy hours help us to do that. And the getting involved with each other on Facebook and inviting people to get involved in this community is really important. at a time when people are looking for community, when people are looking for something to be involved with that's important, something that's meaningful, something that is not just having fun, not just, taking care of yourself, but having fun while we, and I don't mean taking care of ourselves like being healthy. I mean like taking care of ourselves like having fun. You know, there's other ways than going out to eat. There's, you know, healthy ways to have fun other than going out to drink. There's healthier ways to have fun, you know, other than sitting around and watching TV. And so when we say we're making healthy cool, we're trying to get people off the couch and on their feet and out the door and involved in life. And so, you know, I'm really excited about the way that we're promoting Purium these days. I'm really excited about the fact that we're having these contests. If you don't know, we're having a poetry contest. We're calling it you could write a poem, an original poem. You could write an original song, or you could do a parody. We're calling a poetry and parody contest. And you're going to be able to write an original poem, an original song, or a parody of a popular song. And we want you to use Purium themes. Purium, you know, themes and Purium type of values, and submit it. And if you write something that we think is really cool, we're going to share it, and we're going to give you prize money, like hundreds of dollars in prize money, thousands of dollars in prize money all told, just to encourage you to be creative and to share your creative mind with other people about why you love Purium or why you think Purium is great, or just some Purium value about saving the planet or taking care of your brother. So, and that's the type of thing we want to do. We want to have fun. We want to inspire artists to be creative around this mission of saving the planet, of saving each other, of saving ourselves first. And we're just going to have a lot of fun doing that. We're also having another film contest. Now, this is a legitimate film festival quality film contest with over $10,000 in prize money. And we're encouraging amateur filmmakers of all ages, and you don't have to be a professional filmmaker at all, and just make a short film, 3 to 5 minutes, about why you love Purium, about why, you know, Purium's awesome, about just some theme. It could just be something about you and what you love to do, as long as there's a Purium theme, a Purium value that runs through that. And so I don't want to give an example, because then people start doing exactly what I say in the example. And the example is just to show that anything's possible. So, but the bottom line is, you can make a movie about anything you want, about saving the rainforest, about your child's baseball game or gymnastics class, and how in some way they relate back to Purium. And that's all we're looking for. So really excited about the, you know, about the poetry or parody contest, really excited about the video contest. And if you want more information about those, then, you know, write into corporate. We have more details that are available for you. We have, you know, rules and all of that. So, you know, we really are excited about, we're serious about, you know, making Purium cool. And maybe the ultimate in making Purium cool is happening in April, where we're having the Unconvention. Unconvention, now there's nothing wrong with convention. I love our convention. I do. I love the fact that everybody dresses up in their nicest clothes, and they go to a really fancy, you know, hotel and a really fancy ballroom. Oh, it's going to be so fancy this year. We're actually going to be in, like, doing some crazy, amazing stuff in Dallas. And then we have these, you know, formal dances, and everybody dresses up in the, you know, and goes on stage and gets their awards, and we have lots of talks, and everything's on stage. Everybody's sitting in a chair watching the people on stage. That's convention. Unconvention is totally different. You guys are not in chairs except for maybe for a couple of 3 hours a day if you want to be. And there's a high level of entertainment. There's a high level of recreation. There's a high level. It's like, imagine the ultimate family picnic that is also like a health expo, that's also like a music festival, that's also like a Tony Robbins inspirational self-improvement weekend, you know, just all of this rolled into one. More fun games than you ever imagined that you could have. We're going to be eating delicious food that's going to be grown right on the land that we're going to be staying. So Unconvention takes place in April. It's on my land. You're coming to my home. And we're going to have about 300 to 400 people there, depending if we have about 300 now. We're hoping to get another 100 or more signed up before it starts. And there's going to be vendors. There's going to be, you know, stage entertainment. There's going to be dancing. There's going to be amazing education. If you want to learn how to handle your money as a network marketer, we're going to have a workshop for you. If you want to learn how to become a dynamic, you know, social media marketer, we're going to have a workshop for you. If you want to learn how to reach out to millennials and begin to attract a younger, you know, base, they say that, you know, 70% of network marketers within the next 2 years are going to be millennials. So you're going to have to learn to reach out to them. If you want to learn about the products and specific education, that's going to be there too. But if you want to bring your family and your friends and you want to tell them, go outside and play sand volleyball, water volleyball, horseshoes, bocce ball, go down the water slide, you know, help in the take a permaculture class, go and watch fire dancing or jugglers or get your face painted or any number of exciting, really, really fun outdoor type of stuff to do. So vendors, activities, entertainment, DJs, education, amazing food. It is going to be epic, and it's the first of its kind. Nobody's ever had an Unconvention, especially, you know, no one's ever done this before in network marketing. So I want you guys to come and see what we mean when we say we're making healthy cool. We don't want you to be healthy for any reason other than it means you could celebrate life that much more. And this is a celebration. You know, it is. Life is a celebration. It is a gift. And you only give gifts when there's a party. So let's have Unconvention and really make that happen. I want you guys to bring it for Unconvention. Now tonight, again, I want to thank you for being on this call because I want to talk to you about something that's really important to me. It's understanding what you eat, knowing what you're eating. And so if you know how to read labels, if you know how to select your food, then that's a really, really big thing to me. That means that you really know what's going on. So give me one more second. I'm going to take a sip of water. We'll be back in 30 seconds, maybe 10. Okay, I am back. Now, you know, the most important thing about selecting food, in my opinion, is to ask yourself, what's it going to do in your body? And then what did it do to the earth? And so first you worry about what's best for your body, and then you worry about what's best for the earth. And sometimes, if what's really good for your body is packaged in such a way that it's really bad for the earth, then it could be confusing. So there's a new dynamic that I've found in picking food, and it was never there before. Now I find organic food that I really want to buy, but it's in this massive amount of plastic packaging. And I have to go out, and now I have to search for organic food that's no longer packaged in such an obnoxious way. So when it comes time to select food, here's some of the criteria. I'm going to go from the broadest to the narrowest, perhaps. The first thing you want to consider when you're having food is it grown seasonally, locally, fresh, and organic? So that means your backyard. The best place to find food is in your own backyard. So have a garden. Then you know what chemicals went in the soil, you know, none. What pesticides and you know, herbicides went on your plants, none. What seeds were selected, obviously you're going to buy organic. So that's the first place, is to grow your own food. The second way to do it is to go to a farmer's market and look for organic local farmers. The third way, there's also trading with your neighbors, but a lot of people don't have that opportunity. If your neighbors have gardens, you could trade with them. But a lot of us find ourselves in the grocery store. So when we go to the grocery store, we have to ask ourselves, what in the grocery store is suitable for you to consume? How do you separate real food from fake food? It's like real news and fake difference, okay? Well, I guarantee you, fake food is out there, and it's pretending to be real food, and every day we're consuming it, and every day we're suffering because of it. So I want to explain that I've got a list of things that you should never allow in your food. So if you are buying a food that has a label, okay, if you're buying a food that has a label, and that label isn't just on a thing where it says, in this bin there are organic purple potatoes, that's the best type of label. You go to a bin with a bulk food, and you get a paper bag, and you select organic food, and, you know, again, it should probably be from your hemisphere, from your region. Don't get some tropical food, for example, during the winter time. Is it advisable, if you're in a cold environment, to eat bananas? Well, the answer is probably no, because that's a food that is a tropical food, and you're not in a tropical environment. Is it? So even though it's organic, you might want to go towards something that's more seasonal. If it's wintertime, citrus, you know, apples, you know, things like that, winter greens and things like that, because you want to start there. Now, that's being very strict, but if you want to be strict, go for seasonal, local, fresh, organic. But when it comes to reading the other labels, the labels on packaged food, this is where I think we need to be extremely diligent. And I want to give you what I call, you know, the never list. This is the food, the things that should never be on a label, should never be in the food that you eat or feed people that you love. And so in no particular order, and I hope that you guys will take notes, I want to start with artificial colors. I hate artificial colors, and here's the reason why. When we were nomadic tribes and we were hungry, and this was for tens of thousands of years, you know, for most of our existence, when we saw bright colors, our brain knew that they were nutritious. Oranges, peaches, cherries. Whenever we saw a bright color on a tree, it was a berry or a fruit. Berries and fruits are highly anti-inflammatory, highly antioxidant. They break down very quickly, provide awesome energy and a lot of nutrients. And so our brains are meant to seek out brightly colored food in order to satisfy certain needs of our body. Now, marketers have used artificial colors to create that stimulation. They put bright colors in food in order to stimulate us. But it gets worse. For example, farmed salmon. The pink color in salmon is an indication that there's a lot of astaxanthin in that meat. But if they put artificial color in the farmed salmon, you may eat that salmon thinking it's really good for you, when it's actually really bad for you. So your brain is going to be attracted to the bright colors. Here's the bad part, maybe the worst part about this. Your brain has neuroreceptor sites for colors. So there are neuroreceptor sites, which means there are little magnets, and when they see a color, they draw that color in, and then they use that color, that pigment, to carry out a very important process in your body, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant processes. But if your receptor sites grab onto these artificial colors, those artificial colors actually clog up the receptor sites, and the receptor sites are no longer receptive to the actual pigments that will help your body. So not only do artificial colors attract you and fool your body into wanting them, even though they're not going to deliver what your body thinks they have, antioxidants and anti-inflammatories, they will also block the receptor sites for antioxidants and anti-inflammatory compounds and thus do damage to your body in the long term. So artificial colors cannot be in your food. Red dye, blue dye, green dye, no dyes, no artificial colors ever. The next is trans fats. Trans fats are hydrogenated oils, and the funniest word I ever heard, partially hydrogenated oil. That's like saying we took dirty water and clean water, we mixed them together, and now it's partially clean water. That isn't true. It's just less dirty water. It's dirty, but not as dirty. So if they mix a non-hydrogenated oil with a hydrogenated oil and call it partially hydrogenated, that's just a 100% lie. And so why are hydrogenated oils bad? Well, hydrogenated oils are bad is because your body loves fat. Your body knows how to break down and use fat. And when your body does that, it's through an oxidative process. Unfortunately, the reason they hydrogenate oil is because it will oxidize outside of your body. As soon as they make vegetable oil, it starts to break down, it starts to rancify, and it goes bad. In order to keep it stable, they took, remember I told you like receptor sites? Well, there's receptor sites in fat for oxygen. And they grab onto oxygen, and then they start to break down. Everything ultimately breaks down. Rust never sleeps, as they say. Everything is in the process of breaking down from the minute it's created, just like we start aging from the minute we're born. And so whenever something, you know, starts to oxidize, it requires oxygen. And so if they put hydrogen in the sites where oxygen is supposed to go, then oxygen could never get there. So they take vegetable oil and they add hydrogen onto the bonds where oxygen is supposed to go. And then oxygen cannot ever occupy that site. Thus, it will never break down. Well, that's really good because it'll never break down on the shelf. It will sit on the shelf for years and never go bad. And that's really, really good for the people who sell it. Unfortunately, for the people who buy it, it's toxic, poison, and causes cancer. Because your body cannot break down the fat because it's got hydrogen where the oxygen is supposed to help it break down. Thus, that fat gets stored in your body and becomes toxic in your body. It could actually cause cancer. So when I was on the radio in New York, I rallied all of the other radio hosts. We put so much pressure on the city of New York that they banned trans fats in public restaurants. So today in New York, there are no trans fats allowed to be used in public restaurants, yet they're still allowed to be used in every other country, every other city in the country, even though they're known to cause cancer. Citizens need to learn that they could step up and change the world, and by you being educated, you are going to be the change that we're seeking in the world. The third thing that I don't want in our foods ever, are artificial flavorings. Artificial flavoring usually means monosodium glutamate. Monosodium glutamate is more addictive than crack cocaine. It creates a need in the body. It creates a satisfaction signal. And when your body gets satisfied, it becomes sort of happy. And so it gives a happy signal to the body. But then that happy signal goes away and makes your body want more of it to feel happy again. So monosodium glutamate is nothing more than the root of a vegetable. It is a very unusual starch, and it could be organic, it could be pure, it could be vegan, it could be all of that. Unfortunately, I mean, fortunately for us, it usually comes under natural flavoring or, you know, or something like that. So I want you to know that in our flavorings, which are organic and pure, there is no MSG whatsoever. So people are like, but wait a minute, MSG could be organic, it could be raw, it could be all of that. No MSG. Now, artificial flavorings, natural flavoring, these are things that should never be. If you have flavored beverages, make sure that there is that they're organic and that they're, again, no MSG. Now, the one more thing that I rally against is white. That's right. I don't like white flour, white sugar. I don't like iodized white salt. Salt should have a color. It should be brown. It should be pink. The minerals are missing. Every time you see something that's white, they've stripped off what's good The bran is where all the nutrients are. White rice doesn't have it. White flour doesn't have it. In sugar, the brown is where all the minerals are. In salt, the brown is where all the minerals are. So, again, on my list of things that should never be in your food are white foods. And the last thing is really obvious, and it's a very broad thing. Any ingredient that you do not recognize as a food, okay, if you take an ingredient and you say, you know what, I don't see that as a food. I don't know where I would take a bowl of that and put it on the table and ask my family to eat it. So all of those preservatives, all of those additives, those are toxic. They're poison. So I'm going to give you the very quick list. We only just have a few seconds left in the show. Magnesium stearate is not magnesium. It is stearic acid, and stearic acid is toxic. Silica dioxide is not silica. It's a dioxin. Dioxins are toxic. Microcrystalline cellulose is not fiber. It is a byproduct of the petrochemical industry and is actually plastic. And all three of those things are found in 90% of nutritional supplements on the market today. Nutritional supplements, not food, not the stuff that has artificial colors and flavors and sweeteners and all that that I'm warning you about. I'm talking about GNC and other nutritional companies. I mean, big box stores and other health food stores where you go in, you're going to find those in every tablet and capsule and many of the drinks. So, again, read your labels. Be an avid consumer and know that Purium has set ourselves up to be that safe haven for you. Everything that we do is on our label. And we only have one preservative. Only one product that we sell has a preservative, and it's required by law, and we're working hard to eliminate that. And we have 40 times less of that preservative than any other company because of the way that we manufacture. So it is our goal to provide you with the purest food you've ever seen so that you can have the purest body and the purest health and the purest mind and this amazing future where we appreciate life, we celebrate life, because being healthy is cool.